You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Black Tie Movement is changing the movement in the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things, you're moving pieces of your life. You don't want to be in a situation where, you know, you choose a moving company because, you know, the deal was just, you couldn't believe it. And then they don't even show up because you booked the wrong moving company or a moving company that doesn't even exist. You need to go with the best. That's Black Tie Moving. They're going to show up on time. They're going to stay on budget. Make sure you call them. 316-6196 is the phone number. Black Tie Moving is changing moving the city of Memphis. Call today. Every day around this time, we do the rundowns. Go.
I need that voice to be more excited about it. I'm going to be honest with you, man. It's been really stuck in my craw. The guy's just like,
all the headlines with Jason and John.
It's like, I need there to be
a different listener.
Emphasis. I need there to be some because, bro, we're bringing you the best, man.
Next.
What is this?
Oh, the headlines on Jason and John.
He sounds like he's reporting for a prostate exam.
I think he's just a regular person.
You know what I mean? He may be a regular person. He may have feelings. I need more excitement. I need more excitement. When it comes to the rundown, this is the flagship segment of the station, of the show. I don't want to speak for the station, of the show. And I'll tell you this. I am as excited about this segment today and every day as I am what Memphis basketball did in the transfer portal yesterday. William Wharton Jr. Now you're asking, who was William? That's actually the voice. That's the voice we just heard. William Wharton Jr., South Dakota State transfer, big man. Was a freshman last year at South Dakota State and didn't really play, right? Did not really get much playing time last season, but is transferring into the University of Memphis. 6'8", you know, certainly feels like right now the starting four, which this is all assuming no Dame, okay? Like, I think that's the best path forward for everybody involved is to assume that Dame will not be on this team. If he is on this team, great, fantastic. But we have to imagine life without Dane. And William Wharton, I don't know if he's replacing my guy from Maryland. It feels like he is replacing my guy from Maryland because they are basically the same measurements, 6'8", 220-ish. Maybe Gapare from Maryland is like 6'9", but basically it's sort of the same build. Wharton played 9 minutes a game last year, did shoot 64% from the field, low volume, of course, and 33%. From three, again, very low volume. So, look, it's a project. It's not typically the kind of player that Penny takes on. You know, when he gets guys from the portal, it's usually, you know, guys that have produced. Like, even Elijah McCadden, who at the time, I remember we said, oh, God, this is a tough start to the window. He was like, was he sixth man of the year in the Sun Belt or whatever it was?
Seems familiar.
He had, like, some kind of, you know, plaudits he was coming in with.
Yeah.
William Wharton is not coming in with those. And in fact, when I tried to add him to the roster at Bartorvik, his name was not on it. All the drop downs, I had like all the dudes in college, his name wasn't on there for some reason. So I don't know what's going on there, but
you know, Memphis did add a player yesterday, and I believe unless they get the house settlement, Scott, which is assumed, right, they're done. This is 13.
It's 13 new guys.
Yeah.
But they're expecting, as Parth writes, everybody's expecting a house settlement. Once we're done with that, you'll have 15.
Right.
So that's what I would use that right. to ask you, Kenya, can this be the backup to the gentleman from Maryland
yeah.
still? If you are, again, expecting to have 15, you would obviously need to have the 15, and we are doing some assuming
yeah.
and saying you're going to go there, but that seems to be the way college basketball believes it's going to be. So I would feel a lot better about this if he's not coming to be, because he's unproven already, and you're telling me you're going to put him at the starting four
yeah.
if this is some depth
yeah.
for hopefully. Yes, I think more. You need more insurance for the case that Dane is not here, for the case that he does not get the waiver. I would want him and the kid from Maryland.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I don't know what the holdup is with Gapare, Tafara Gapare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't seen much in the way of news other than he visited Memphis, I know, earlier this month. About 2 weeks ago, he wrapped up his visit.
Yep.
So I'm not really sure, you know, what the wait is about.
I'm just mad at crossing the T's, dotting the I's.
Yeah. You know, listen, this is going to be, I mean, let's just call it what it is. William Wharton is a low cost addition, and he's 6'8". I mean, that's really what this boils down to. I mean, this is Memphis is bargain hunting right now. They don't really have much left to work with other than the money that they've already had set aside for Dane. People ask about the PJ Haggerty money. That money does not go back into, you know, the fund. It's gone.
Right.
It just doesn't exist. That was earmarked and now it is gone. So Memphis is just working with the NIL budget that they had outside of those two guys. And, you know, this is what it is. I mean, I don't even know how many players there are really even available that would make an impact at this point. Cause everybody's either, you know, going back to school or I guess there's a couple of guys. But if you're not in the portal, you know, already, then it's too late. So I don't even think there are a ton of guys that Memphis could add that would make a material difference. I kind of plugged in, you know, some numbers that we'll get to a little bit later on, just how good this Memphis team is, both with and without Dane Danger. And there is a difference. I mean, there is a pretty key difference. So we'll get to that a little bit later. But Memphis adds a young man named William Wharton Jr., And you just hope that he comes here and under Penny's tutelage can take a jump. I didn't watch a single minute of him at South Dakota State.
Oh, why would you?
Yeah. Well, I do have a charge as a national college basketball guy to have a little bit more intel on these types of things.
9 minutes a game.
But, yeah, he was a bit player for them.
Torvik doesn't even have him yet.
I mean, if Torvik doesn't have him, I shouldn't feel bad at all.
There you go.
But, you know, hey, maybe he's a find. I mean, maybe he's one of those guys that, you know, develops super, super late. I don't know. Maybe he, like, grew up as a guard. I mean, he's rangy. He's long, you know. It's just like, can he – in the AAC, you probably can defend the four. You know, in the Big Ten, Big 12, probably not. So that's,
Wharton School of Business.
That's right. And he's going to take your ass to school. That's what he's going to do at Memphis.
We're about to see.
So, anyway, Memphis is still adding maybe one more guy outside of Dane Danger in the Maryland transfer, but I mean, I guess you could silently commit right now. I guess you don't have to announce anything.
I'm sad, man, because I'd have rather had Dink than Wharton School of Business.
Man, facts. Dink, where is Dink? He go with Tony?
I think so.
I think
he was useful, man.
I would like
we're
to
questioning
propose
whether
a
this
trade.
Dude can even be Dink last year, and Dink played limited spot minutes but seemed useful in them.
Dink was
and
a
he was from here.
Dink was I loved what Dink brought.
So you telling me is this an upgrade over Dink?
I can't say that with any certainty. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, Dink got in there like
that's what I'm saying. We're losing Dink to bring in Wharton School of Business.
It felt like Dink was like a football player that was playing basketball.
And I hope I'm not making the same PJ Haggerty mistake you made last year, but it doesn't feel like
bro.
It, does it? This bro averaged 2 points.
Yeah. I mean I
2 points, 3 rebounds. I'm gonna call him Wharton School of Business.
Until he gets on the court and proves otherwise.
Isn't that where Trump went?
I think it is. Also our friend Rostradamus.
Stop.
Yeah, bro.
The alumni is unbelievable. Now I'm connecting this young man to a school of business.
That's
he's
right.
probably his family's probably
and
not
is,
connected
it,
to
it is spelled differently, but it's
I think spelled it's differently?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced the same though.
Wharton?
Yeah, Wharton.
W H
Oh, yeah. It's the O. Okay. Yeah. The Wharton School of Business is with an A.
Yeah, it is with an A. But again, with that being said, I think it's pronounced very similarly.
Gotcha.
If not identically.
Bro, what are we taking?
I,
Maryland, dude, I hope is still coming. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
I hope this is not a replacement for him.
I mean, listen, this is like.
I need to learn Gaspare.
Gapare.
Name. Gapare.
Jafara Gapare.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. It's
hard, man. We're getting 13, 14 new dudes in here every year. This is hard.
We got Jesus Patino on the bench.
King, Curtis, we need you to stay. This is why.
And we need like
11 new dudes around you after this year.
Yeah, no, I mean,
this is going.
The problem is there's a bunch of guys on that 15 that will just be complete non-factors, right?
Like, you're going to have some of them.
Yeah, I honestly, this kid will probably be a non-factor. I mean.
I don't know. The front court's thin.
It is, but I just don't. I don't see a world where he's.
I hope that means the Maryland Gapare is coming.
I mean, I don't think he's the savior, but he's better than Wharton.
Bro, we have to have some front court players. We cannot have all these guards out there playing the five guard lineup.
Yeah, it's just a hodgepodge. Like I'm not even trying to like be. I'm not trying to be derogatory when I say that, but it's like.
I trust Penny.
Walk by faith.
A lot of guards here.
This is like. This
Wharton
is
School of Business.
This is like, and you guys know, I love Penny, but this is like footprints in the sand. I gotta just close my eyes and believe.
This probably said this is hard having to replace the whole roster.
You know,
got to get some guys to stay. Hopefully, he's got some of those in this group.
Like, cause like what Hassan Abdul Hakim? Like, what is that guy? What is he gonna like?
He's gonna be key.
I will say, Penny has just like sniped some of these dudes, bro. Like. We never heard them mention at all with the Abdul Hakim. He just showed up.
He's the one from Rio Grande.
Yeah.
Gabe watched him all season long last year, randomly. He did.
What?
I heard him tell the story on his show. He watched him all year. Very useful player.
See, y'all make fun of me.
Maybe it was part of that.
I don't hear anybody talking to Gabe about it.
Gabe had watched him.
I mean, that's too far for me. Okay.
He was off your radar.
I mean, I'll do CUSA. You know, like top of CUSA. I'm not doing UTU.
Now, if Gabe watched this dude at the Wharton School of Business just, you know, in 9 minutes and he's familiar with him too, we all need to be locked in from 4 to 7. He's watching all of college basketball if that's the case. He sees every player.
I'm just saying.
Because this guy's not even on tour.
Let's not selectively apply the 1-800-889-9789, right? I think Gabe needs it. Very sneaky. That's crazy.
He might be watching the Jackrabbits.
That's crazy.
You know.
UT Rio Grande Valley won like 4 games last year.
Gabe was locked in.
That's crazy.
Locked.
All right. Well, so.
Again, maybe they were, you know, instant loser and it was a moneymaker for you.
Yeah, no.
Should we not be betting Rockies and fading them all season long?
That's right? A fair
along
point.
Those lines?
It's all baked in, right?
So you're not going to make anything. But if you do it all season long, you will make something.
If you're willing to lay like minus 600 every night.
Well, I can't do that.
You know? I mean that's the problem. It's like
right. So it's literally just making sense.
And then if like in any
but if we start with a decent sized bet,
yeah. I mean if you put $1 million on the other team, I mean, so so
they've won 8 games. They're gonna break the record.
They play tonight.
Is it 8 or 9? Yeah, they play the Cubs again.
All right, let's just look.
But they are the surest thing there is in sports in terms of what the outcome is going to be. It's a loss.
All right, so let's see what it would cost for you to fade the.
But if we just took $500 at the start of the season and bet against them.
So they're -365 tonight against the Cubs, against the Rockies. The Cubs are -365 tonight. So. You have to wager $36.50 to win $1,000, right? $36,500 to win $10,000, $3.65 million to win $1 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about one game. I'm talking about going a whole season.
Oh yeah, whole season for sure.
Fading them.
Oh yeah, whole season.
Based
yeah.
on an investment at the very beginning of
yes,
the year
yes.
and what we could turn that.
Well,
into.
You just tell me how much you want to go in right here, right now on the first bet. -365. Are we doing $3.65 million?
No, I think we should have. If you're going to do this, you need to have caught it at the beginning of the season. You've already missed out on a pretty large chunk of their losing.
Yeah.
Already, were they 8-40 something? Yeah. I mean, how many? We're 50 games in. It feels like 40 something.
The only issue is
I've done it, you're going to do this beforehand. Can you find a team in sports that's this when it's historically bad and capitalize off how bad they are? Is really the question with an initial investment.
I think there are certainly cases, yes, but I think the problem would become like if you bet against them every like they're when they win, it's going to cost you probably three games of your bankroll.
So, right, what we wouldn't do is put the whole thing every time.
Right.
We can't do we're going to, because they're eventually
going
to win
games. And then
you're going
to have to, like, you know, okay, is this the spy? Is this the, so it's not like
but
you can
them,
blindly do
but
it.
But with them losing this consistently, though, it would just take good financial planning.
Wouldn't you expect
planning,
them
wouldn't
at some point to have a little bit of a run, I mean, over the course of a baseball season? Won't they have, like, a week where they win four games? I don't know.
I mean, they're challenging history, bro.
That could wreck
they're going
you. If they have a month where they go, you know.
Yeah, no, I see what
you're
saying.
It could absolutely wreck you.
In these cases where you've got historically bad, team that is losing just about every game and could set the record for losses if there's a way to do
that. Well, I mean,
but what it's telling me is that, no. I mean, you don't have experts flocking to Colorado because they see a moneymaker right now.
If anything, they want to bet Colorado at these long prices.
At the long prices, and really staying that way.
And just say, hey, at some point they'll win a game.
Break through. That's where the sharps would come in on the Rockies. Sharps ain't messing with the fact that they're a loser and trying to capitalize on. They try to come in and get the few wins.
Would be my guess. I don't know a ton about baseball. But, you know, it was like 3 years ago when the Grizzlies were like 60 and 21 against the spread or something, you know, like that's what you would just bet a team like that, like a team that you know, like Oklahoma City this year was crazy against the spread.
Yeah, that's who the sharps are looking for. The teams that are good against the spread.
Yeah, I might have to lay 8.5. I might have to lay 9. But like this team is so good.
There's nothing to see here with these bad teams.
I think you almost would rather
Detroit a couple years ago.
Yeah,
the Detroit Pistons bad as they were worst record 2 years in a row. There's nothing.
Yes.
There's no real reason for a sharp.
I think
to hit
like where the mind would go would be like, all right, let me identify the greatest teams to where I don't have to necessarily let me just lay the points, right? Let me lay 7.5, 8.5, even 12.5, and let me just ride them over the course of a season because they're great, as opposed to me trying to guess, is this pathetic team going to wake up today? Win. You know what I mean?
I got you.
But, I'm
curious about whether that could be capitalized off of. Doesn't sound like there's much to be gained.
There could be, but I just don't know if it's like a – hey, I'm going to put this in every game. I'm go to sleep and wake up with more money, you know?
I was actually using the Fade Brad application sort of thought,
Look at us. We're getting killed this
year. To the Rockies who are losing every time.
We're getting crushed in this segment.
Yeah, Rockies ain't going to be turning around like Brad did this year, though.
They need who'd they have for so many years? The dude. Didn't they have a dude that went to Tennessee or something? Man, what was his name? It's going to bother me.
Who?
It's like the only guy they've ever had. Who's the best Rockies player ever?
Dante Bichette.
Yeah, Todd Helton. Yeah, he went to Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a Memphis dude now, don't they? Goodman?
Yes, he is on that roster.
Isn't Goodman from one of the University of Memphis guy? No? Am I making that up?
No,
that
you're
sounds right.
Right. You're right. It was from Arlington? Yeah.
Yeah.
Todd Helton, former Vol, and is now a Hall of Famer with the Rockies.
Yeah. See? That's the kind of baseball.
Hell of baseball knowledge,
I bring.
Martin.
You know what I mean? I just remember the bearded guy.
That Colorado thing is nuts. Like this morning on ESPN, they were talking all about this, Jason, and they said that, like, for a pitcher, which I'm in that game a little bit at a much lower level watching my kid, but like the effectiveness of the average pitch. So if you call it 100 in Chicago, it's at like 20% reduced effectiveness at Mile High if you're pitching in Colorado. In other words, you throw a curveball, it doesn't break, but 80% of what it normally would. In any other stadium, like they get you're screwed basically as a pitcher.
Yeah, shout out Hunter Goodman, Arlington University of Memphis.
Yeah,
now playing, I believe, catcher.
What about our guy we brought in here? Who got drafted the Royals? Bowling.
Oh yeah, from Bartlett.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was in the Royals organization. I'm not sure where he is now. I'm not sure if he's still in there. Pomeranz is still pitching. He's pitching for the Cubs.
Yeah,
which is crazy because he's 34.
He's coming out.
And he's had a whole career.
Yeah,
it was like in AAA when we picked him up.
Yeah.
Bowling still with the Royals. Pomeranz is in our bullpen. I covered him at Cairo, which is crazy.
How about that?
But Goodman, out of Arlington, played at the University of Memphis.
That Pomeranz family's got a few of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Yeah.
Drew and...
Oh, Pomeranz. One of them was at Houston, wasn't it?
The other one was at Cairo. It's Drew and... Can't think of... Oh, shoot.
I'll look at
They're
it.
They're brothers.
Bowling actually started the game last year for Kansas City.
That might be dad, huh?
Yeah. Bowling started a game for Kansas City last year.
Dude, we got Memphis dudes in the major leagues. Maybe more than we have in the NBA.
Your buddy from ECS?
Rooker,
he's the ace franchise.
If we're counting, Austin Riley was born in Memphis. So,
Austin counts.
You have to count him as a Shelby Metro.
Absolutely.
Guy.
Yeah, he was the GOAT. Rooker.
Stu Pomeranz.
Stu.
Stu and Drew.
Stewart. That's him. Stu and Drew.
Pitcher.
Yeah. There you
go. Stu and Drew. There you have it. Obviously, you know, I know that the roster additions that for Memphis right now make you want to think about baseball.
I really did.
You're right. They're picking these guys off the scrap heap.
But it's going to be okay. It's going to be just fine.
Hunter Goodman, University of Memphis.
That's right. Hunter Goodman. Anyway, yes, Memphis, not done, but they do add one more piece in William Wharton there from South Dakota State.
Tyrese Haliburton doesn't care whether you think he's a superstar or not. He's just going to keep putting up superstar-level performances, or maybe just against the Knicks. We'll see what he does against OKC. I do believe this series is over, whether it's in Game 5 or the Indiana Pacers closing it out in Game 6, and could be tough for them in Game 5 with this thing going back to New York. You'll have all the celebs in the last-ditch effort, and I'm sure you'll get a passionate effort from Brunson. But it's something John said. You know, Brunson's not looking the same at the end of these games. Some of the decisions a couple games ago, three from the logo, didn't make a lot of sense. And you just wonder if this season where they have, you know, ridden him, and he's had to be so clutch, and especially in these playoffs, if it's finally starting to get to him, especially with the heat that Indiana is putting on him on the defensive end. He's talked about it. I got to stop fouling. He's had two games where he's been in foul trouble. And they have put him constantly. It was 25 times, I think Wendy said ESPN had the number this morning, pick and roll last night. They are working him on the defensive end in a way that's, I think, worn him down, and he doesn't look like Mr. Clutch, or at least capable of doing it every night. And so this has been a fantastic game plan by Indiana. We said it after game one. I mean, you know, the Knicks look like they can run with them, can put up points. They were a great offense, but was this going to have a long-term effect for the series? And it looks like it is. You had those players holding on to their shorts, Josh Hart looking like he doesn't have any more to give. Tibbs is yelling at him. It's part of the reason why he's had to go to guys like DeLon Wright recently, Landry Shamet, who you saw kind of come back down to earth yesterday, although the plus-minus is said eventually as were good. Maybe Tibbs should have been playing them earlier. Whether that was early in the regular season or, more importantly, earlier in these playoffs, and maybe your key guys, Brunson and Cat, have got more to give. Because what the Knicks could not do in the end was get the stops they needed. We can talk about the buckets they didn't hit or whatever else, but it really was being unable to stop the Indiana Pacers down the stretch of that game. And so defensively, a team that was built to be good defensively has not been in this series when it's needed to be. And there's a number of reasons for that. Again, what's left in the tank? Karl Anthony Towns, how defensively he's a weakness, and particularly when the two of them are out there together, Brunson and Towns, Carlisle has really figured out a way to abuse that. Will it change? Game 5, we'll see. Again, I could see the Knicks, and especially with their ability to come back, they've got 3 20-point comebacks in these playoffs, probably going to win that Game 5. There's going to be some pressure on Indiana coming back, I think, to win that Game 6, because you don't want this thing going back to New York for Game 7, all of a sudden them feeling like, you know, they're alive again and sort of finding some whatever's left in that reserve tank, whatever Tibbs has left, because it doesn't feel like there's much more. But I do. I've got confidence in Indiana closing this thing out in 6. And so, yeah, Haliburton great last night. We said it, historic, 32, 15, 12 rebounds, but it was the 0 assists with 32 and 15 that we've never seen before. And it wasn't just him. Nesmith played well coming off that ankle injury and gave Brunson the business defensively. Pascal Siakam continues to be a stud and carry them at the times where, you know, whether it's Haliburton on the bench or Haliburton does have a tendency sometimes in the half court to get a little funky with it, and again, a little discombobulated. That's when you throw it to Pascal. Let him back his guy down. He's got that old man game, and frankly is the best thing that they've got in the half court. His 30 points were key to that effort last night as well. Brunson 31, Towns 24 and 12, OG 22, but Mikal Bridges has not been elite. At times, really, he's been outshined by Aaron Nesmith for a lot of this series.
Totally.
And again, Aaron Nesmith, as John said, was a guy kind of thrown in on the Brogdon trade. You know, they didn't go out and spend, you know, what was spent to go get a Mikal Bridges and an OG. And so, yeah, it kind of feels like Knicks put together the build to beat the Celtics, but didn't necessarily have the plan or the readiness or enough left in the tank to handle this Pacers team that just gains, I think, certainly more of my respect, or just, you know, more respect from the NBA world at large every time they go out and put together performances like this. A lot of it, again, I tip my cap to Rick Carlisle, just quietly great. Doesn't say, look at me.
Right.
Doesn't say, you know, never that guy. And he's never a guy that's throwing players under the bus either. If they're not performing, if they're coming up short, we got to go back and be better. It's always we. This guy, the way he just quietly gets it done, he is a general, and he's got this team in prime spot to move on to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
very impressive.
I love the way that they're playing. I do. I think they realize that they can't walk it up against this Knicks team. They need to be able to, you know. I mean, because it was a very different game last night, right? The game three.
Bro, as you texted me, he had Benedict Mathurin back out there playing well last night.
Yeah, you spoke that one into existence, bro.
Because that dude wasn't even a factor in this series. He's back all of a sudden, giving him 20.
And he was a huge difference maker in that game last night. We also got Precious Achiua minutes. We spoke both of those things into existence.
Now, that was weird because it was like 2 minutes.
Yeah, he played 2 minutes.
But he played them, though.
I mean, we said, what we got to do?
He's run this team in the ground. He's just now figuring out I should have been playing some of these guys, if nothing else, to preserve my main ones.
And the haze in the barn.
And it's too late.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was you know, a very different game. And I think what amazes you is the number of possessions that they have and the lack of turnovers that they commit. I mean, they call it the turnover economy, man. And obviously, the Pacers are aristocrats when it comes to that. I mean, they just are the elite of the elite, and it's because of Haliburton, because he doesn't get sped up. You know, he doesn't lose the ball. It's remarkable.
He had some jump passes, too, that I swore were going to be turnovers.
No doubt.
Some of that stuff that Ja does.
Yeah.
But he ended up, it gets there.
Yep.
Ja, man, we got to get him here. Haliburton was showing off some mid-range game yesterday. It just wasn't all just that funky-looking three he shoots from deep.
Yep.
He was getting to the mid-range.
Yep.
Ja has got to get this.
Gotta
the whole time
it.
I'm watching Hallie not turn the ball over, use the mid-range, I'm saying I need Ja to incorporate. He's got it. He's got the ability to do it. And more important for Ja that he uses the mid-range because of the body.
Yep.
Don't need to be trying to dunk on everybody. We've learned after 6 years, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, incorporate this stuff. Because you can. Because you can. You have those skills. Ja can control and manipulate a game just like Haliburton can. But the way to stay out there and doing it is by increasing that mid-range, man. Got to work that mid. Those elbows, they should be all Ja's, man.
Yep.
Coming off the screen, whatever else.
I mean, that's
you
got
to own that now.
That's
you
all Shea does, all Haliburton does. I mean, they just get to those elbow spots.
But it's more important for Ja because of his body. It's more important that he do it.
Yep, absolutely.
So I'm hoping he's watching these guys, man, and taking a page from it as opposed to just everybody telling him, oh, you're better.
Yeah.
You know, no, let's go work. Let's go put in some work.
Just to kind of put a bow on your story here, one game away from going to the NBA Finals for this Pacers team. What a story. What a run they are on. They're on like that Dirk run in 2011, man. Like,
that's exactly what it feels like, but they're not going to do what Dirk did.
Same coach.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
It's the same coach, man.
This team was built different. It's not a group of superstars at it for the first time.
Yep.
OKC was built to do this, and it's been a gradual process.
No, they should.
That's the difference.
They'll be big favorites.
You got a good call, though. Good call on Carlisle and then lining up because they're looking like this a Dallas-type effort, Dallas-type run.
He's done it before.
Now, you do that. Yeah, put him in the hall right after he wins it.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's two that he shouldn't have won.
He'll be one of the greatest ever.
Yes.
And, like, he won't get probably talked about in that regard.
No, but you got to put him in the hall.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be. You put him in the hall.
The only mistake I've seen him make in this series was that challenge last night. It was a little early. It was the first quarter. It was like, come on, man. Like, I know that you're frustrated by it, but you're not.
Yeah, but early in the series, he saved one for late. You're right. That wasn't a good one, but he's shown he can save and be smart. You're right. That one wasn't necessary.
Exactly. But he's still doing a great job, and this team is just overachieving.
Dude, you have Ben Shepherd's out there getting minutes.
And now he was getting cooked, but he was out there. You're right.
Man, he looks like an AI player.
He
looks like something created on 2K with that mustache. Need to shave it.
Well, they would rather obviously have Mathurin out there than him, but I feel like they've kind of wavered on how much they can trust. But
because of defensive.
Yes, and I think
that's
now
okay.
And plus, like his he's a live wire, right? Like he gets in, you know, these dust ups. But
I like it. I think it helps him.
No,
point, if it's defensively, he's been a minus.
Yeah,
that's got to be what's had him in the doghouse.
Absolutely. But yeah, one game away for this team. What a story. Yeah, this is quite the story as well. Stephon Diggs is a New England's Patriots wide receiver. And look, you can spend your offseason how you want to spend your offseason. You know, you want to zero dark 30 like our man Cooper Kupp. You know, you're not hearing from him. He's ready to have a big season with the Seattle Seahawks, right?
I've forgotten about him.
You know, you want to do that. That's perfectly okay. Or you could spend your offseason like Stephon Diggs is spending his offseason right now, which is on a yacht over Memorial Day weekend, surrounded by beautiful, voluptuous women who are friends of his girlfriend, Cardi B. As I'm putting this together. Now, listen, Stephon Diggs has made a lot of money in his life. You know, he's 31 years old. He's a strapping young NFL player. You know, this is probably the lifestyle, right, for so many. And he's not married. I mean, so do your thing, bro. I would be disappointed in some ways if you weren't doing this. The issue becomes somebody's taking video.
Right.
Somebody's filming this. And in this footage that is captured, it's Stephon Diggs with, you know, three or four women. And there appears to be, at some point in the video, a pink substance introduced to these women. And as they see the substance, they start geeking. They start getting excited about it. And then there's other videos of, like, you know, the women on the boat, like, going, like, they're all twerking on each other. Again.
Oh, you've checked into the other videos. You've done a real investigation here. I haven't seen any other.
That's why I was like, when we were talking about it at the beginning of the show, I'm like, I don't know how much I want to, you know what I'm saying, dox Stephon. But it's all out there. Like, it's all available. I found it. You know what I mean? And it wasn't that difficult. The substance in question, we don't know that it is this, but the speculation is that it is a substance called Tusi.
And explain to Brad what that is.
So Tusi is what they give you when they stick the finger up your butt up there when you go to the doctor. I'm just kidding. That's not what they do. They do something different for you. But Tusi is basically, it's like a combination of, like, ketamine, ecstasy. Like, it's like, there's not actually no cocaine. It's called pink cocaine, but it's not actually cocaine. It's other things, other substances.
But it's a drug.
It is definitely a drug. It is definitely a...
illegal, I take it.
An amphetamine, right? Because you're going to have MDMA in there. You're going to have, you know, all kinds of different things in there. And it's very dangerous as well. You know, I would recommend not doing it, just generally speaking.
That's fair.
Mike Vrabel addressed this today. And he said, it's something we're aware of. Obviously, we want to make great decisions on and off the field. Any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club. He was not present for Wednesday's voluntary OTAs. Shocking. He may still be on the water. I mean, do we know?
Right.
Still up.
Again, it's voluntary. It's voluntary. But this is your first season with the team, right? And so in a perfect world, I think you make an appearance. You, like, say, what's up? Like, I want to, you know, just this in good faith. You know, you would say, I'm here. I'm going to show up for. But he's also a veteran coming off of a devastating knee injury. So, you know, but it's not like he's, you know, at the rehab facility. He may be at a different rehab facility if the substance is what we think it is. But, yeah, look, I don't have a problem with it. I know it's maybe coming off like that. It's just you got to be more aware of, like, bro, you cannot be having this on video if you're going to be doing this. Like, it's such a bad look, and it might possibly involve an illicit substance. Like, how this is pretty reckless.
So he did. It looks like he went to. He's not at OTAs now. He went. He was there on May 23rd.
Yeah. Okay.
But to your point, because he's rehabbing, you know, not a full participant in those. And I guess it was to him. He was like, I'm gonna check in, show that I'm rehabbing, and I'm gonna go do my thing. But then when you allow it to be videoed, like, what you doing?
It's like he was oblivious to it as well. It's like
they're still up there doing OTAs.
Yes.
And as far as they knew, you're rehabbing when you left, you're taking care of your business, but you're doing your thing. But now we see what, you know, it's just like you said, coming into a new locker room where you're trying to, I would imagine at his age, you know, show, come in and be a leader.
Yes.
Certainly, especially for a team that had no weapons. You've got a young quarterback, which is the situation you had with Josh Allen, so you're sort of expected to bring in a credibility and an experience and a veteran leadership. And you got the whole team looking at this. And now that they're in OTAs right now. You think this isn't the talk of the OTAs while you're gone about what the organization is letting Diggs get away with right now. Like, that What are you doing in this new spot? How serious are you about the rest of your career and really this opportunity with the Patriots other than signing the contract to get the money?
Yep.
Like that. And we used to give Odell a hard time, you know, leaving and going to Miami or whatever. Remember that one he got on the boat and he had a game or whatever and came? This right here is, again, OTAs, it's voluntary. You don't have to be there. I understand that. And in another layer of it is that he's rehabbing. But to have your guys talking about you, this distraction, hanging over your first-year head coach with the Patriots, Vrabel,
yep.
And who, by the way, is an experienced, no-nonsense, let's-just-take-care-of-business coach, terrible look and start. I imagine Vrabel has had conversations with Diggs, and he's probably said, man, what the F are you doing?
No question.
That's probably how that conversation went. And it's more so, it's what John said. You're a grown man. You can do whatever you want to. Why would you let this get on video so that crazy. I'm having to respond to it at my press conference and make it the first thing we're talking about? What are you talking about?
Yes.
Man?
Yes.
Like that's,
yes.
This
is a rookie mistake.
That's where I was going. It's the decision making yes. of a rookie, of a 20-something year old.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, like, there's like the video starts with him mouthing to the women, like you could just sort of read lips. He's telling the women, "Call me daddy,
bro." What do you? There's volume. What do you mean? You read the lips without the volume.
I can't. I didn't even. I'm just like looking at now.
You really did some studying. And I wish I'd turned it up for you. You've really been there.
So there's two takeaways.
You read the lips.
There's two takeaways.
He does say, "Call me daddy."
One takeaway is again. You're going to live this lifestyle. You earned it, dude. You're a great athlete. You have money. You're single. Even if you're married, I don't care. It ain't my moral compass that's in question here. Just don't put it on video, right? That's the other thing. Make sure, like, if we're going to do this, this is a strictly private event. And if you are caught filming, you will not be invited to any more events. That's the first. And the second, I think about that John Mayer song, right? I see these women, and I'm just like, "Fathers be good to your daughters." That's what I think about. It's like this is fatherless activity by these women on this boat fiending for Tusi. And you know, where are the fathers? That's what I would say.
That's what you think about as a father.
Hell yeah!
Would that the fathers of these young ladies failed?
I think about that John Mayer song, bro. Yeah, this is it.
I've never heard this.
You haven't heard John Mayer Daughters, bro?
No, I haven't. I mean, and maybe it's been playing when I got out of the car, out of your car.
This is, I believe he won a Grammy for this. I believe this is a Grammy Award winning tune, as they say. And I could just, you know, if they spliced this video with this underneath it, it would fit.
Oh, I've heard this. I've heard it. This is in commercials.
Just,
I think the dads of these women should get on the boat and take a big family group picture with Stefan.
I mean, when
so
I say this,
they're aware of what's everybody's aware of what's going on out here.
So even my corny ass saw this video, and I must say, if I might chime in and give some, you've given some great breakdowns on this video, and it's all over the place.
Thank
even my cornball ass saw this thing. I gotta say, I thought he'd pull better than that. Like the women were. I know they were voluptuous. They're fine, but for Stefan Diggs. They were not A-level. I don't mean, and I'm not trying to be a sexist. Dude, maybe I am, but
Cardi B is on the boat. That's
yeah.
Who
she, why is right. she not in the video?
Well, she was, probably got her own.
She's smoking. Like, put her in the video.
If in 19 years, my daughter is filmed on a boat.
Oh no!
In this situation, as one of four women, I have failed as a father.
I think that's fair.
I have failed.
I think it might be fair.
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I didn't do my job.
You can't control the world that you're sending them off into, though.
That is true.
Call me daddy.
That is true. However,
he's like, "What's my name?"
Don't be.
You didn't do it, cornball.
Don't be one of those.
What's my name?
Don't be. I don't care if you like have a relationship or, but don't be one of those. Don't be a thought.
Yeah.
Or a bop, and the thought may be outdated. Don't be a bop out here geeking for some Tusi. That's just what I thought. I thought about John Mayer. Because I don't think those daughters had fathers who were good to them.
Again, those could be Cardi B's friends, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't think Cardi B quite had that. I don't know, but.
I'm just saying, that could, you know, they might not just be his groupies. They might be friends of hers and all that, you know, her show and all
that.
Might be dancers.
Yeah.
Might work for her.
Yeah.
you know.
It's important.
And if they work for her, then they would technically have careers, right? If they're like
dancers
or whatever.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying, Dad.
It may be controversial to say that.
I would be disappointed. Dude, there are some dads waking up today.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them.
Yeah.
That they're aware of this.
That's right.
And they're trying to figure out what where they went wrong.
That's right.
What I would tell them, and we'd look at the situation, the history, how present were they?
Yeah.
I would say sometimes.
Not that there'd be a big correlation, bro.
It's got to be sometimes it's not on you.
Yeah.
Sometimes. That's true. Yeah.
But because the world is
evil. No,
right. The world is evil.
Dude, it is.
You let these people,
And they go, once they're out the nest, it's just like a bird.
They have autonomy over their lives. There's no question. But, man.
You can't be there with them every step of the way.
You just want to believe that if you did it the right way.
The foundation that you built will not allow this to happen to your daughter. I understand you saying that.
Yes.
That world, bro.
I don't, and there's a fine line to it too, right? Like you could be.
Seen plenty of. I'm sure that.
Deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
exceptions every rule, but plenty of well-raised kids.
I don't think any sports talk radio show has had this discussion over this video.
No,
I'd be willing to bet that. But fathers be good to your daughter.
Being present, it will go a long way.
Stephon Diggs is not your dad.
No, I'm saying.
I know, but I'm saying, where's the dad?
I ain't talking about that. I'm just saying, as a father that's worried about, if you're worried about your daughter, you just.
I'm worried about my daughter every day.
Pray every day and be present. And continue to lay that foundation.
Show
your daughter how she should be treated by a man.
Every single night.
When it's stuff like that, they know, this is not right.
Every single night, I carry Riley to bed.
There you go.
I literally carry that girl to bed.
That's good.
I hope my efforts are not for naught.
Well, Diggs going to be too old.
Thank God. Get that menace off the streets, man. He's on demon time.
Yeah. It'll be you're right. The timeline's off. You don't have to worry about Diggs. At least you won't have to worry about him.
Because I do think he is. I think Diggs is particularly diabolical.
Even Arch. Like, he's too old.
Yeah.
So this potential person hadn't even been born yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Continue to build Riley's defenses.
Every man with a daughter probably has had this thought at some point in his life, right? Like, I want to support my child. I want to support her life and her development. But like, don't be that, bro. Like, please anything but that, bro. Don't be on the boat. Don't be on the boat asking for the 2C, man. You know,
have her introduce you to the first few, and you tell her what's acceptable and what's not.
You
set the law.
That's facts, man. That's facts. All right, what a day on the show.
This man.
What a day.
I see that digs. I see why you were digging in.
Well, I mean.
It's different for a girl dad. A little different taking in that story.
Your neurochemicals are just hacked forever when you have the daughter, you know? Like, you just.
I'm going to turn up that sound for you. You're really going to be floored.
I don't need the sound. I'm just going to listen to John Mayer. We'll come back. Fade Brad.
Demon time.
And then Norton Heard IV, 125. Jason and John, how are you trying to finish?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, man. Hey, eat free. You could eat free on Stephon Diggs' boat if you call him daddy, man. You can get whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yes.
America's, I don't know what you, sail in. Full Sail University.
Definitely some free eating out there.
Brad, you want to be on Stephon's boat, man?
It looks like fun. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
No, it's not like it's Epstein Island or anything.
No.
Brad be skiing off the back of the boat.
Yeah, I'd get it.
What kind of skiing we doing?
Water skiing.
Okay, because that's a double entendre.
Now, as soon as the illicit drugs show up, I'm out, though.
That's like, where you draw the line.
I will say this. I remember going to Las Vegas as a pure Midwesterner, and the first time I went to a house party and out came the goodies, I'm like, peace.
Yeah,
time to go.
I got to get.
But get to work tomorrow.
I enjoy a good time though, but it's funny how we push the line from really having fun to get out the pink stuff.
It is amazing how willing people are to
nuts, bro,
or how insistent they are about you using drugs.
What about the dude from France? Like, there's this the friend.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.